Question my right, so we saw it last time, so we had the Mogen Avraham. And the Mogen Avraham says that there's a question. If you've got people going in a wagon, so Mogen Avraham's got a song when he's making a zoom. Since they're traveling, they're moving along, can they make a zoom? It's not a career, since you're moving along, maybe it's not called a mazuma. That's one thing that the Mogen says. The Mogen Avraham says though that if you go in a ship or a boat, then you can make a mazuma. And we spoke about last time, what exactly is the difference? What's the difference between a ship and between a wagon? A wagon is something about making a mazuma, and the boat, he says, you can make a mazuma. So we said very quickly last time, we said very few answers about over here. And one of the answers was the Vosna and others. They say the difference is that in a boat, it's the water that's moving, it's not the actual boat that's moving. It's not a boat that's moving. The boat is really static, it's the water that makes it move. According to that, everything else, we're probably a train, a coach, an aeroplane. All these things are socially problematic to make a Muslim. Yeah?
Everything's easy.
What?
Everything's easy.
Hey, but there's some Rosen says maybe an airplane's better because the wind that blows it.
What? The airplane would be like a boat, really.
I'm not sure.
It's fluid, it's a boat or air.
If the airplane switches his engine off, my friend, I wouldn't that be an aeroplane?
Yes, you could say it could still be like a glider. The whole thing, it depends on the shape of the wing and how much the air would go, it depends on pressure.
The place that we go in, if they switch the engine off, it's finished. The boat might take a sail, the boat might take a move along.
Because if it depends on the shape and the weight of your plane, you could have the same. It might sustain the...
I must just tell you what I forgot to mention, that the Mishnah Berurah is ruling on this topic. The Mishnah Berurah is ruling on what the halakha is. Ron says on a wagon, it's a topic. On a boat, it's allowed to make. We don't know what the ruling is in a wagon. So we should that when you've got three people, you can make a mazuma. There's no shame Hashem. When you've got ten, you can't say Hashem's name. Better say without Hashem's name. You make a mazuma without Hashem's name. Yeah, that's what we do. So the mindset for that, when you're going on a coach, train, a chayra, all these things, you in a car, you can't make a mazuma. Okay, in a car, you're not going to have more than 10 people in a car. This is a van or something. But otherwise, generally speaking, you can't do it. That was one shot that we saw. But what's another shot from someone else? Oh, Hashul comes there. He makes an interesting killer. He says the difference is whether it's for rulers, whether it's roomy. He says in a wagon, it's quite tight. So it's not called a kavias. Hashem came somewhere where it's more, he talks about a train, actually, a train, I think he's over there. A train where it's much more roomy, then you can make a mazuma. Now, according to that, you have to know, so we talk about a Rolls Royce. Where's a Rolls Royce fit into the device? I have to discuss and look at the back of a Rolls Royce. But if it's nice and roomy in there, or any car which is nice and roomy in the back, make it better. Maybe you can make a mazuma. Not clear. It's not clear that. And then, there was one of them. According to that, a train will be okay. I'll say, no, it's just clearly a train's okay. An aeroplane, a chayra also is quite roomy on this. You're easy-jet maybe, because it's very tight. But, okay, you have to know. You have to know how it works. But generally speaking, if it's roomy, then you'd be allowed to make a mazuma with Hashem's name with 10 people. Then you got the last one, was the Nimuk Erechaim. It's a very interesting pshat, actually, Nimuk Erechaim. And he says that when you're going with a wagon, so you have to hold the reins of the horse to drive it. So people are very nervous. First of all, the driver's driving it. It's very nerve-wracking. And the passenger's also very worried. Is he going to do a good job? It's scary. So there's no careers. Masha, aka everything else. You haven't got up from the car. Depends who's driving the car. But generally speaking, the person who's passing the car is not so worried. It's a safe driver. So he's much more manuchas than ever. It could be called a careers. Question. But the bottom line is, I'm not sure what you do. That's the bottom line. Where we make we have to make three is no problem. Three you can zicha make. When you've got 10, let's say you're in that coach and everyone's together on a nice outing. If you're already together,
they're starting together and finish together.
What?
They have to start together and finish together.
Alright.
See, it's not
such a good thing. It's not very hard now because you stop at a service station and wash by Monty. Everyone's washed by Monty. all join together.
Yeah, once one little graph and you watch, then it comes out and you mix it
together.
Say,
okay, well, actually, that's what I'm talking about. If you eat it together during the meal, that's what I'm talking about. Can you still make them as well? So, okay, well, that's true. That's interesting. Okay, well, so that was what we spoke about last time. Today's topic is, what's the brain singing in? And that is about using a microphone for a mitzvah, zimmel. So let's start at the beginning. Kol Tzadik Gimel, it's quite clear. So let's start with our Dora, the mitzvah over here. The mitzvah Zimon is a very choshva inna. I mean, that's why it's a choshva mitzvah Zimon. I say why it's a choshva. Because really, when a person betches himself, every person is betching himself. Moshe, I'm eating myself, two of us eat it together. And then we decide to eat bench, or we bench, not the Zimon. Each person is actually betching for himself. There's no connection between the two of them. When you have three people or more, then it becomes a combined benching. Everyone is together.
The whole benching.
What?
The whole benching.
Well, the whole benching. Well, it's an achdus of the benching together, because three people they make a mezuzah. The chachila in the Shulchan Aruch's time, what you're supposed to have done was, you know, that's what apostle, Jal Hashem Itin Rav Hashem Yadrov, that what? That one person calls out, the other people answer, and that's what the Mechava says in Kupay Gimel, Sim Zayin. Now what happened, what should really, the idea of the benching should be is that one person should say benching loud. And the other people, let's just find a good pick him on, Sim Zion. Nochon Abba, Vashkonech Imam Suin, Yonu Belach Hashim Avorah, Kol Brocha, Brocha, you should say every Brocha together. But what you should do is you should finish off the Ramos a bit earlier than the person who's using the benching. That is the idea. The Mishabur leads down. Hainu, after Medina, even though, says the Mishabur, according to the real halacha, it would be more correct, it's better all the listeners, all the people there, should hear Brix and Moslem appear on the Zamin. He should be waiting there with his brother, but after they want to clap, they shouldn't bench at all. Really, they should be quiet, that's ideal. We call mockers, as the Mishnah Berurah, our minds wander. The Einon Machanim Deon Baruch Klal, we can't concentrate on the Mabura the whole time. Nemtah Shechosman Bechaz Amos Megamra, but in Mitzvah Zaseh to rise to the dying. But therefore, our mind wanders, so we can't concentrate on the person himself who's leading the service. Therefore, it's better, he says, Kayyoyim Yoyser Shem Sumin Yer Ma'at Malach Hashkom Yer Amin Ha'im Ha'Borah, to take together with him, Kadeshi Yivorach Yidach Tukun, that's all pitched together, V'nikah Zeh Bechaz Zimel, V'mitzkai Ma'ashom Ha'kosh Gadol Hashem Itzi. And then, that's the best. We don't even do that nowadays. Now, if we're lucky, what we do is the first brocha, we do quietly with the mezamen, and then we answer our zonos hakol, and the rest goes quiet. That's also a shita which the mice have done, but that is at least what you should do. But it's quite clear that there's a chiyuv to hear the mezamen making the mezamen. And in fact, the Mishmur says in our place, it must be a big place, and you know you won't be to hear the person making the mezamen. It's better you make a new old team the mezuzah, because you've got to hear the person who's making the mezuzah. So if you can't hear him, you've got a problem. So you can see the zechir to hear the mezuzah saying.
Not in a mic.
What?
Not in a mic.
Oh, that's the thing, yeah? So I'm just bringing a question. My comment is the zechir to hear the person himself saying the mezuzah.
And
the first brocha. Yeah, and I said some people now, I don't know why, the minute for some reason, so shit, some how we don't pass that, but some people just hear till the zimun itself, and then for as long as I go, they go quiet. That it's not the correct way to do it. And I say it is the shit we plan, because the more shit is at least that we should have till as long as I go should be said loud. That is the ideal. Now, so quite that, as I said, what about the thing with the microphone now? So I said, you're in a big hall, you can't hear what's going on. So it's got posh later. Put the microphone on, you can hear amplify very well. Is that good or not?
Yeah, no.
What?
Oh,
put the microphone on, you can hear with a microphone.
You're not hearing the broken.
So, this is a big shine, this exactly, with a microphone. I can't say, I'm not very scientific, so I can't tell you exactly how it works, this microphone. I must tell you the truth, I'm not sure. What I've written down over here from one of the apostles, he says over here, very interesting, what happens is that let's talk about telephones, it'll be easier. It's the same thing, it's exactly the same thing as telephone and microphone, there's no chilling between either of them, but a telephone it's easy to understand. A telephone is, let's say I speak in a telephone. So what happens is a dimmer goes into the telephone, and this telephone changes my voice into electric waves. And then the cable of the telephone goes to the Shemaya, the person in Australia who's hearing me, the listener, the waves come through there, and it changes it there back into my voice.
Clever
machine. And it's brilliant because it sounds exactly like me. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing. I mean, yeah. You don't know I'm phoning you, but you can hear me, you know it's me. So it might be done a very good job. So much so that you could hear the person who's on the phone sound mummish like that person's on. So the higher question is that good enough? So some positive said, that's no good. Because it's not your voice anymore. Your voice has been changed. So it's not the voice that was up, yeah.
Is the obligation of a Zimun to bench together? And when the one who makes Zimun makes a call to get all together now to bench. In that case, he's just making the call that we get together to bench.
He's heard this shit before, I think. Not bad.
Yeah. Do we have an obligation? Because we said that, so should we say Azan Yitzhakor also together or to answer the one who's meaning the valet?
Ideally, according to strict halacha, really, one person should say the whole benching and you should be listening. The mice, we don't do that now. So what you should do is that you should say it together with the mazan until Azan Yitzhakor. He says it loud, you say it quietly, you finish off the bracha before him. Mm-hmm. And then, when he says, Azan Yitzhakor, you answer on me. But it's all kind of syrup, you're all together.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, see, say, let's just analyze what's going on. Let's take a few mitzvahs that we've got over here. There's a mitzvah, let's say, of Havdalah. Let's say, for example, someone wants to have Havdalah, his wife's in hospital for good reasons, it's gonna be. And I say, he can't get the hospital to close at time, it's 10:30, 8:30 at night, now it's 11 o'clock. He's not allowed to go in there now to make her bother.
Why can't she?
The question was, she wants to know why she can't make her bother. She's not allowed to drink the wine.
Huh?
She can't drink wine.
She can't drink wine.
She can't make her bother. She can't drink wine, she can't make her bother. Good question. Anyway, can't make her bother. You can't make her bother. So now the question is, can you make her bother? Or another question is, the Washington Mikra Megillah, let's say. So the Washington, let's say, for example, I'm lining Megillah in a place. The thing is, my voice is not so powerful. So I haven't got a koyach to shout my head off to what you call it, to what you call it, to send me to hear that. Can I use a microphone to amplify the sound?
Basically, amplifier is making your voice louder.
Yeah.
If it's in the same room, it should be okay.
I'm saying that's the thing. What's happening is that pastures, the way that the sound goes into the microphone, it changes it into electric waves and then it comes out. What?
It's clever.
It's a very clever machine, I'm asking. It's a clever machine, but the mice say it's not managing your voice. So that's the shy now. Is that okay to use or not? It sounds like me. But is it good enough to use as well? That's the shy.
Recording also sounds like you.
What?
Recording also sounds
that's
like
you. That's partial. Recording is partial. It has to be shot as mighty. It has to be said now.
I'm saying sounding like you doesn't help.
Yeah, but hits at now and it sounds like you.
So it doesn't sound like you.
What?
I'm saying
sounding. Two things. You need to be Rishaz Meister.
Yeah.
That no one's got a sound that you can make up like you can do notes on the tape recorder.
Recording the whole Megillah, then you replay it.
Actually, I must tell you, someone told me a long time ago, I don't know if it's a true story actually, so someone read the Megillah in the Yeshiva. Meister, afterwards, someone came along and said, you know, I think you made a mistake with the word. He said, I don't know. As far as I know. Anyway, now, Meister said, that's it was all right. Someone afterwards said to my friends, that's a good news for that, I'll take the recording. I can take the whole thing. The mice, they listened to the same recording, mistake, I think, listen to that recording, right? The mice had made a mistake. Yeah, they made a mistake, tackled the recording, in the thing. What happened after that? I don't know the rest of the story. It was a good society. I would, of course, better not listen to the same recording. It's a problem, I said, it's a problem, huh?
Last thing this is.
What?
Last thing this is.
This is Efsa Navarra. Now that you have the problem with Efsa Navarra, I'm not sure.
It's a legal paper in front of me.
What?
You should turn the broken tape and it's on the vine.
She's asking to bring the tape over.
You'd be a good rabbi, my friend, but I'm not sure that helps you at all. I don't know if you do that. You can't break it.
Fool isn't it? No, we fool isn't it.
Yeah,
but
I'm
a good
thing.
We don't see it, we don't
know. I'm sure you do that. Anyway, so coming back to here, what he says, I understand this is a shy reason. This is a huge matter, it's not possible. I must tell you the truth, from Moshe, Meister had a big son that this was good man, Moshe, and I'm really glad actually. But Moshe says, you know, when I speak to you, the words go in the and the air, and it gets converted also to your hearing. So Mali, whether it's an electrical thing, or whether it's the waves in the room. So he tires, and he comes in, he can't see why it should be a problem. The mice, he doesn't like it. I don't like it, that's true, I don't like it. And therefore the chachila, definitely one should not use a microphone for the mitzvahs of the Gid, Moshe Abdullah, or Abdullah or Mikra Megillah. If the mice, there's no choice. So Moshe, let's say the case I told you before, the woman's in the hospital, for example, she's got no choice between Abdullah. She can't hear Abdullah, there's no other choice for her to hear Abdullah besides the telephone. Chayyim, but the evidence is better than nothing. And tell her to wait till Sunday or whatever to make it then. Very much. Say, if your mind is stuck, the chayyim is better. Then what he says. What? It's a good shayla, actually. A hearing aid could be the same shayla, but I think some of the time it's better because it's toppled to the body. It becomes a chayyim to the goof. And therefore, even if you hold a microphone is a chiddush actually, even if you hold a microphone, it might be a problem, but a hearing aid could be better. Could be. Yeah? Could be better. So here, what well, he says also a good point. The mice said, why the one said to go over here out of the mice? This idea of using a microphone, or a telephone, the same shadow, microphone, the same shadow, is ideally one should avoid it. But in a case of, what do you call it, where you've got nothing else, then it's just better to use that and nothing else at all. I must say, I asked the Lord once when he was making a chasna, and he used a microphone for all the brothers and everything. So I asked him afterwards, I said, well, how come you use a microphone? So he told me, he asked Rabbi Yashin, and Rabbi Yashin told him that since he's got such a loud voice, which is an interesting point where he said to me, actually, he's got such a loud voice, it's definite that 10 people who are nearby him can actually hear his voice. I mean, when I speak into a microphone, I'm interesting shyly, actually, when I speak into a microphone, so the mic gets out of the room. But if there are 10 people standing near me,
you don't need a microphone.
You don't need, but Shaila is, that's a Shaila. Is the microphone overtake my voice, and therefore all you're hearing is amplified sound, or is it taka true what he said? In time is that whatever it is, the sound of for the 10 people who are nearby is the actual voice of me. And the rest of the people are hearing amplified sound. So but maybe physically true, that's something about this actually.
What? It depends how loud the
mic is. It might depend on how fast it's possible. It's an interesting idea, yeah? It might make a big hearing noise. What?
Those who are far away from the chuppah, or whatever it is, should not answer on me.
No, that's another thing. I've got time for that. That's another shayla answering me. Answering on me is a right.
Yeah.
There's no shayla answering me. You're allowed to answer me. You're blocking the phone. You're allowed to answer me. It could be another choir too. There's nothing wrong with answering. It's not worse than
you're hearing from air from waves. You're not hearing from
Pashas that possibly say to answer a broch on telephone or microphone. That's okay. The shayla can be yotzer the mitzvah. Can you be yotzer the mitzvah? So you have to be yotzer. Now the ravos that says what you're saying. What's the shrugger? What's the first? What's the name? Shrugger? What? Shrugger. I got it right.
Yeah.
That's okay. I got it right. That's good. Shrugger. See, you're asking me not pashas. That's why I got it right. So it's a ravos that says what the shrugger says. The one says that Zimun is a different thing from people. Zimun, there's no shemer ka'oimer. You don't need someone to be mozi him outside of that. You have to know that it's being said. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is for. Therefore, the Maizah, as long as I know it's being said, that is good enough. Now, Maizah, the Vosni himself doesn't really like it. He's not happy with this Maizah. He says this. It's a limud chus. But he prefers, definitely, Rosh Hashanah, if you can get someone with a nice loud voice, who can make them a zomer without a microphone. So if you're asking a Vosna, and all that's possible, they'll tell you, ideally, if you can use a lap microphone, it'll be better. I'm saying, besides what this Rob told me, who told me that, of course, Rob, he told me, ask him, Yashin said that, he said, 10 people who are nearby who can hear what's being said. So there's no problem that it came to being said. And the other people are allowed to join in as well. So that might be an answer why people, it might say, some places are a chachilah this thing. But what we're saying tonight now is better if one can avoid it and not slide it. I must say also, the Chavnish was also very much an expert of Einstein, and he held there was never a problem. Could be there was no problem of waves, electrical waves. No difference to a person speaking. So again, Einstein, first side you have to know is, what is the problem with a microphone or telephone? It's an electric wave. But is electric waves considered a different voice? Or is it still considered like me? Just like when I speak, there are waves in the air that go. Is the electrical thing the same? Many postulants are not happy with this, and they say it's different. It's either natural or Torah allows you to speak, and that's okay. But this is different. And then you've got another Shaila, that Zimun might be better off than all other bits. So Zimun could be like what Trump says, just an idea of getting people to know what's being done. That's good enough. Okay.
Oh, yeah.